You're listening to SBS News.
Tasmania has been forced to close two hospitals and put thousands of people under quarantine. Burnie's Northwest Regional Hospital and the Northwest Private Hospital have been shut down, with 1,200 staff and their families to undergo 14 days of quarantine. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says he's had to request medical support from the Australian Defence Force.
We've made a request to the federal government to provide further resources, and we will see an AusMed team, an Australian Medical Assistance team, key leaders supported by the ADF coming into the state over the course of this week that will help us to deliver the medical services that we need on the northwest coast.
Passengers from the Ruby Princess are a major source of COVID-19 infections and deaths in Tasmania. The state has a total of 144 cases and there have been five deaths. Labor's health spokesman Chris Bowen says more than 40 health workers are infected.
There are many health workers who are sick in Tasmania at the moment. We cannot have a health worker die in Australia because of their efforts to keep us all safe and well. Now, this all started again with the Ruby Princess. The Northwest Tasmania cluster has been caused by the Ruby Princess. It's again it's a reminder that the Ruby Princess is not a New South Wales problem, it's a national scandal.
It's almost a month since the ship docked in Sydney, with the passengers allowed to disembark despite some being ill. The acting director of New South Wales Health, Dr. Christine Selvey, says another two of the passengers from New South Wales are the latest to die.
One was a 74-year-old woman who died in the John Hunter Hospital, and the other was a 79-year-old man who died in the Northern Beaches Hospital. Both of those people were passengers on the Ruby Princess cruise, and I'd just like to emphasise that the passengers all acquired their infection whilst on board the ship.
Australia's death toll has risen to 61, with more than 6,300 confirmed cases. But the downward trend in the rate of new cases continues. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the latest statistics are encouraging.
The latest data shows that we have had consistent growth in new cases of below 2% a day. What that means is that we are now beginning to see a consolidated flattening of the curve. That doesn't mean we're out of our challenge. There is still growth, and there could at any time be outbreaks and spikes. But this is a cause for real hope and real aspiration. We said at the start that we would get through this. We are getting through this. And now I know and I believe absolutely we will get through this.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says it would be premature to consider easing any of the restrictions.
Unless we're prepared to see the virus spread, to give back all the gains that we've made these last 3 or 4 weeks, then these restrictions need to stay in place for some time yet.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.